The 17th of June, 2021. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. Today's entire program is dedicated to action. A call for action has been resonating across not just the United States, but around the entire world, as every day I see more and more whistleblowers coming forward. I thank God that I'm seeing more and more emails every day. I see more live videos, more posts and messages from an extraordinary amount of human beings that are waking up to this incredibly overtaking burden that we are now recognizing as the biggest psyop, the biggest plan for mass murder and genocide that we have ever seen. And that great awakening is incredibly encouraging. Now, as that effort ramps up, the deep state will scramble. And as a part of that scramble, they'll go back on the offensive and attempt to silence you, silence me, silence us in any way possible. Now, you may remember a story that we've been covering here on the Stu Peters Show from the beginning. A man by the name of Christopher Key had had enough in Alabama, and he responded to a calling from God to save kids from unconstitutional, overreaching, communistic mask and vaccine mandates when he went before the Board of Education and dropped bombs on them. Now, he was completely respectful, totally tactful. He was calm, but he was asking questions. That's not allowed.
It's going to break the Medical Disabilities Act. Is that what you're going to do? So your policy trumps the law? You guys are not going to allow the religious exemption. You're not going to allow for a medical condition. Yes or no?
All right.
Yeah, yes or no? So that's going to be your policy then, correct? It's going to trump law.
So because we don't have what we need for order to be concerned, I'm going to call a recess until I would like to begin this meeting. So we will dismiss until...
And I'll continue to break policy and law. Your policy is illegal and unlawful. Y'all know it. Every one of you know it.
He was demanding to know why the Board of Education was requiring kids, small children, to cover their faces all day, every day, and prove that they had been jabbed prior to being allowed to return to in-person learning in the fall. Well, as a result of merely asking the questions, he was removed from the meeting. The meeting was actually called out of order, and Christopher Key was escorted out of the building by a condescending woman, you have it on video here, into the parking lot where he was met by the new-age Nazi brown shirts dressed as police officers and asked to leave the premises. Now, a few days later, Key was arrested in a retaliatory maneuver by local tyrants for being at a Whole Foods, conveniently, by the way, owned by Amazon, founded by the Satanist Jeff Bezos, and he was arrested for trespassing. Why? Because he wasn't wearing a mask. Now, we brought Key on this program after he was victorious. Before leaving that original meeting, Christopher dropped paperwork in front of every one of those school board members. Paperwork that we had put on this show, manufactured and put together by Lewis Ewing, which ultimately resulted in the dissolution of those mandates for the kids in that school district. Masks are now optional. No child will have to produce proof of inoculation in order to return to school. That was a huge win. And Key set the precedent for the rest of the country. That's why we brought him here to show parents how they could take action and defeat these tyrants. Now, it's important that I mention that Key doesn't even have kids in that district. He was fighting for everyone else's children in that community. Extremely noble. That's the definition of patriot. That's what a real hero looks like. So we celebrated with him on this show. I featured him and his victory on the Alex Jones Show, where I guest host the final hour every Friday. And as a result of that exposure, Key was fired. Key's boss actually fired him from his job for advocating for other people's children. Think about that. Let that sink in. This man risked it all for children he has no connection to and ultimately ended up sacrificing his entire income as a result of that win. Unbelievable. After announcing that firing publicly on this platform and sharing the link to a GoFundMe page set up in his name, God bless Christopher Key with immediate donations of over $50,000, including one anonymous donor that gave $40,000 in support of Key's efforts. Jokingly, but not jokingly, I told Key live on this program that I guess he had found a new job. While he thought about it, God told him that was the case. So Key announced that he would go around the country helping any community that wished to fight back against their tyrannical school boards, and that's when God gave him the idea of the vaccine police. Nobody else is policing these people. The pharma companies, those that fund them, the media, the politicized law enforcement agencies, these school boards, local pharmacists, doctors, politicians, or anyone that's playing a role into injecting people, particularly kids. The vaccine police was recognized at the Red Pill Expo. Key is in Tampa now, where he's slated to speak before Patriots. Now, as excited as Key was to take on this incredibly cumbersome responsibility, the globalists panicked, just as I said they would. They've retaliated against him once again. Christopher Key joins us now. Christopher, thank you so much for being here. I can't tell you how inspired I am by your undertaking and how encouraged I am to know that someone is willing to risk it all and lead this effort to fight back. It's a little bit loud there, but tell us how they attacked you.
Stu, they have now seized the GoFundMe. We had $47,000 in there. And as I was flying in from Birmingham, Alabama, on the airplane that God provided for me, because I would not get on an airplane because all the airplanes require us to wear masks. While I was landing, I got a text message from one of the guys saying that they had seized all our assets, that the assets from GoFundMe, that we, the people out there had donated very good hard-earned money to us, has now been seized. And because of what we were doing, because of how we were, number one, putting God first, dude, and number two, this has become not a United States thing anymore. It's all about the nations around the world, because these satanic, evil people are ruling in all nations, in all governments, all around the world, Stu. And most importantly, what brought me into this movement to start with is my children and the children of the world, okay? This is all about our future and our children. And these patriots out there, if they can do this to me, guys, guess what? They can do it to any of you guys, okay? I've been fighting this for 24 years. And they've taken anything and everything away from me, and I don't care. I fear no man at all, because I know I'm doing God's work. They can't stand that, because I am a true patriot. I am a man of God. I am a man to stand up for the people, and we're creating the vaccine police that is going to do that around the nation, because we're tired of these tyrants, you know, telling us what to do and how to do it and whatnot, Stu. And it's time that we, the people, stood up for ourselves and put God first. And that's what this is all about, because these government agencies have not been policed by anybody. So we, the people, Stu, we're going to police them. The vaccine police are going to hold them accountable, Stu. We're going to hold them accountable. Every nation, we're going to hold them all accountable. And we're going to call out Bill Gates and Hillary Clinton and Fauci, Trump. I mean, is Trump part of this? I don't know, Stu. I have no idea. But if he's not, he needs to be reaching out to the vaccine police, and he needs to stand up for what we stand up, Stu, which is number one, putting God first again, standing up for all the nations, and standing up for the children around the world. And if you patriots don't want to do that, then we know who you are. We know you're about safe. And guess what? We're coming after you guys, okay? We fear no man. We're coming after you. My name is Christopher Key, okay? Never forget that, Stu. It's Christ Ofer. Okay, I'm a man of Christ, and it's Christ Ofer. Never forget the most important part. It's about the keys, okay? K-E-Y is my name. K-E-Y-S is Alan Key's name. If you don't know who Alan Key is, oh, my God. I think you just did an interview with him. But could there be a ticket of the Keys ticket? That sounds pretty cool, doesn't it? Keys, the Keys president, vice president. Oh, my goodness, I'm losing myself. I'm sorry. Let me come back.
All right, so but just anyway, let's come back here for just a second. Tell me the exact prerogative. What is the exact goal of the vaccine police?
The vaccine police is to hold the nations accountable around the world, but most importantly, to put God first, okay? Put God first, hold all the nations accountable for what is happening with all this tyranny that's going on. And number three is to put the children and take care of the children and take care of the children all around the world. That's what we're doing, is we're standing up for the children, because our children are our future. We're right now in the sixth extinction around the world, and people don't say anything about it, because, you know, 1 in 36 of our children now are born with autism, Stu. 1 in 36. People don't realize that in 1953, there was 3% of the entire U.S. population had a chronic disease, Stu. Now, in 2015, the HHS did a study, and it showed that 56% of the children of the United States have a chronic disease. They're killing us with the toxins, with the vaccines, with the chemicals. You talked about making men again. They're killing us with all these chemicals, and nobody says anything about it. So the vaccine police, too, they're going to hold them accountable. That's what they're going to do. They're going to hold all the nations, all the governments accountable for what is happening, because we're tired and fed up of what's going on, and these people get away, these satanic individuals get in the way with all this, and it's got to stop, and it's got to stop now. And that's why we're asking for the people out there, that this is something that you want to get behind. If you stand up for God, and we don't have to stand up for God, I'm sorry, I missed that. If you are for God and of God and know God, we want you to be part of this team. And if you're willing to stand up against this tyranny and put the children first and go out there and help us do this, we will police them. We will hold them accountable. And this tyranny will stop. And it has to stop now, Stu.
All right. How does somebody get involved with your efforts?
That's right now. We're putting all those contracts together. This stuff happened so fast because, again, it was a God thing. But we have all the domain names as Vaccine Police. I know we have vaccinepolice.com, vaccine-police.com, and then vaccine.net. I don't know.
Okay,
Stu,
if somebody wants to get a hold of you right now, how do they get a hold of you and say, yes, I want to get on board?
Okay, the simplest way out there, guys, is to call my cell number, 205-936-9803. That's my direct cell. I take calls all night. I haven't slept in 6 days because my phone won't stop ringing, Stu, because God told me I had to take every single phone call, answer every single message, and he knows I'm the least of thee, and he knows I'm so stubborn and hard-headed that when he tells me to do something, I'm going to go do it, and I will. This money has nothing to do with Christopher P. It never has. I've never cared about money, and that's why he's put me out in the front of it, because he knows I'm going to take all this money that comes in, Stu, and I'm going to turn around and give it all away, because I'm going to give it away to those people that are doing godly things, that are helping people around the world, and it's going to be unbelievable. We're going to use our own love of money, Stu, to turn this around against them. Problem, reaction, solution, here it comes, because for science, every action, there has to be an equal and opposite reaction, and that's what we're doing here. The other website that I do know they can go to is keystolife.info. That's an information site where they can go and see the letter that I wrote to President Trump, to Biden, to Bill Gates, and all these letters are holding them accountable for what is happening to the children around the world. And these documents, Stu, are so powerful, and it's all about the power of the pen. As you saw when you did the last story on me, when Lewis Ewing put those documents together and we made the Jefferson County Board of Education stand down, this is going to happen when a child dies, unfortunately, that has taken the vaccine, and that medical doctor received the letter that I wrote saying that there's 11 undeniable facts that they have to be given consent of, and that child dies. Stu, we get to sue the president, the vice president, Bill Gates, all 100 senators, all 450 congressmen. We get to sue every single one of them. That they're going to be held accountable, and it starts with the Vaccine Police, and we hope you guys want to get involved with this, because this is about God, country, and our children, you know, and not just our country. It's the countries around the world, Stu.
Christopher Key, he gave his phone number. It's right there at the bottom of the screen. Make sure you get a hold of him. I can feel the energy from you, and I believe you. I mean, you stuck up for kids. You didn't even have skin in the game. You didn't have a kid in that school district. You confronted that Board of Education. You got the mask mandate lifted. You got the proof of inoculation mandate.
I didn't. It wasn't me, Stu. It was God through me. Christopher Key's brain matter up here, that gray matter, there's nothing up there harder, okay? I just follow what God tells me, and he continues to open up all the doors that they're put in front of me.
God bless you. And we are the 99%, and we are behind you. That number, again, is on the screen. Give him a call, Christopher Key. Thank you so much for being here. That is a true hero right there. By every definition, an American patriot fighting for our kids. Over $50,000, 50 grand stolen from him because he is fighting this tyrannical evil. If they can do it to him, they can do it to you. Keep your finances secure. Get a hold of Carlos Cortez at Cortez Wealth Management. He's an independent fiduciary. He's a God-fearing patriot. He's a husband. He's a father. He's a family man. And he cares about our constitutional republic. He cares about you. He's not like these other globalist financial advisor communist bankers. They might not be communist and you might go out for beers with them, but they're controlled and manipulated by the Biden regime, by Wall Street. Biden is owned by China. They are CCP advisors. Any of these big box banks, any of these big box financial firms, they are communist controlled. You got to get away from them. An independent fiduciary only does well if you do well. And you got to do business with a patriot. Cortez Wealth Management. Carlos Cortez. You can find him online at CortezWM.com. Again, that's CortezWM.com, or go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Keep all of your investments right here in the United States. Whether it's stocks, bonds, 401ks, cryptocurrency, real estate, Carlos Cortez can set up your financial future and secure the future of the finances for your kids and for your grandkids. That is what our purpose is here. I trust Carlos Cortez and I trust sending you his way. Give him a call in the office anytime, 813-448-3446. Write that number down. Again, it's 813-448-3446 or visit him online worldwide 24 hours a day at CortezWM.com. Well, the mainstream legacy media, fake news, globalist propaganda arm for the installed Biden regime, cable so-called news and major broadcast networks, they're all owned by the same six corporations, which is why it's easy to explain that every single one of them is reading from the same script. This is the very definition of state-controlled media. I'm not exaggerating. I challenge you to watch any of them at the same day part. Just watch. Just listen. They're saying the exact same things, line for line, verbatim, the same words and everything. They're pushing false narratives about systemic racism. These imaginary so-called fair elections, white supremacy, violent insurrections, and how you can save humanity, doing your part. Your patriotic duty is now to subject yourself to this jab. The unknown makeup of God knows what chemicals and poisons. And the fact is, we don't know. Because the inserts for every single one of these vials is completely blank. The only words printed on these inserts for pharmacists when they open a brand new package from Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, or Pfizer, the only words are those that clearly say, this page left intentionally blank. Why? Pharmacists all over the country have blown the whistle. They've shown these inserts on their live feeds, only to be dumped from Instagram, banned from Facebook, canceled, silenced, censored on every big tech platform because big tech is literally in bed with big pharma. There's trillions of dollars at stake. And these so-called journalists, like this email guy, Daniel Funky, over at the USA Today, tripping over himself, desperately ramping up his effort to discredit this platform, to discredit the brave and extremely qualified doctors from around the world, trying desperately to warn you about the real dangers and adverse reactions, unprecedented amount of reported injuries, documented deaths occurring as a direct result of these injections being falsely referred to as vaccines, and Funky and all of the people around him are complicit in mass murder, and they will be held accountable. These globalists and radical progressive communists have told us that they're keeping lists. That's not a conspiracy over here. They've said it. And not only have they said it, but they're now acting on these lists. As the FBI has been weaponized against 80 million American patriots, 86,000 new IRS agents will be added to target specifically those 80 million people that support President Donald J. Trump and have now been exposed for actually orchestrating and implementing the entire staged setup on January 6th. Where is Funky on that? Well, I am glad they like lists because the deep state cabal will be subject to the repercussions based on another list. As Americans are taking notes, they're taking names, they're gathering intel and fighting back. Remember, we are the 99%. And when I walked away from a major broadcast network contract, I made a promise to you. I promised that this would be the platform of exposure. This would be the platform of truth. This will be the platform being used by God to save the lives of his children as we are unafraid to act as the people's bullhorn, knowing that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. You're being asked to ignore what your eyes are seeing. The mountains of evidence, the waterfalls of proof. You're supposed to ignore what your ears are hearing. And these servants of Satan would have you believe that you are crazy. They would have you starve to death and perish from a lack of food, a lack of resources, and fall to the techno-oligarchy that has been carefully put together, planned for decades, and is now being implemented to destroy you and me. They're all connected. It's not simply the six corporations that collectively own the media, but Gates and Fauci's names are clearly on the publicly discoverable patents for the technology inside of these vaccines. Fauci funded the lab in Wuhan, where I was called a liar way back when, where I told you that this engineered virus was intentionally released from onto the world to bring in the real killer to wipe out massive amounts of global citizens, and they're connected in ways you could never imagine. Dr. Jane Ruby is an international health economist. She has over 20 years of experience in pharmaceutical research. She's a Stu Peters Show contributor. She's on the go, but she joins us now live from the airport. Dr. Ruby, thank you so much for being here. You've been doing an incredible amount of research on the connection between these globalist companies and the process of magnetofection.
Yes, Stu. When we first started to see all of these people reporting in with this strange phenomenon of metal sticking to them, those people who had been injected, and then subsequently people who have not been injected, we started to look into this process of magnets, magnetizing, and we discovered this process in drug development called magnetofection. And there are a number of companies that actually sell the materials to create this. Now, a little bit of a recap and more information on this. The reason this process is used, as far as we can tell, is because everyone knows that the mRNA molecule is very delicate. It's easily degraded. It's got to be protected. And we know that we learned that they were putting this nanoparticle, this lipid nanoparticle around it to protect it. And also that was the reason why these companies have to store it at like 70 degrees below zero. But what we learned from the magnetofection process is, first of all, it is also added or used in order to get this mRNA into what's generally called target cells. But we think it's being used to get it to every cell in your body. And that's why, and let's put this together with the research that has shown that we know the mRNA forces your body to make excessive spike proteins. And those spike proteins by the billions are being found in huge concentrations in a lot of body organs and things like the ovaries and the heart tissue and things like that. And this is what we think here. I'm stringing together. This is how we think this is causing all these medical problems. And why wouldn't it be intentional? Because there's no other use for it. And so what we did was we looked at one of the primary companies that manufactures literally countless types of magnetofection chemicals. They create this magnetofection, which means, fection means it's a transfection process, which means if you break down those words, it's moving something into something else. That's really what it is. Infection is moving something in your body. That's when you know you have an infection with a virus. So this is transfection, moving it across and into your cells. And so when we looked at this primary, I found this big company, Chemicell, in Berlin. It came to my attention through a major source, an investigative reporter, former police detective in Berlin, who thank God speaks English because we can communicate readily. And he advised me that when he was looking at these companies physically in Berlin, he noticed that they were in the same place. And so when we even look online, we see that TIB Mobile company that actually manufactures the PCR testing kits. Now, not inventing it, but manufacturing those kits. That business is owned by Christian Drosten, who, if you all look him up, is a huge player and has been for years in using PCRs and recommending high cycles, which results in false positives by the millions. So when we look back at when people say, oh, 500,000, 600,000 people died in the United States, I don't buy it any.
She's cutting out a little bit there. She's live from the airport on the go traveling. We do have technical difficulties. Sometimes that's just what happens. But we will try to check back with Dr. Jane Ruby here momentarily. I see her there. She's got to turn the device a little bit. And she's still on with us. Can you turn it a little bit so that we can actually see and hear you? It looks like we lost her. Dr. Jane Ruby, making the connection.
I'm here.
Oh, okay. All right. Can you turn it? Can you turn your device there? Can you turn it? There we go. All right. I don't know what's going on. Okay, there we go. So we have you back here. So you've connected this Christian Drosten, who's a major player. They manufacture these PCR tests, and you're saying that you're not buying these numbers.
I'm not buying the numbers across the world. This is what was at the basis of creating the fear that justified the police states of all these governments across the globe, and including the United States. All the Democrat governors were in on it because this is what justified their police state, their declarations of states of emergency, which give them unlimited police powers. And so if you just string all of that along, it becomes very, very suspect. We have been duped, Stu, beyond all get out. And I think when people realize that the vaccines are actually the bioweapon, but that the COVID was not the killer flu that it was said to be, but it was to usher in these injections, it's infuriating. And I hope people will add on to my research, look up what I've told you, and make these connections. I've put out a picture of the addresses from Google of the two companies. And so you wonder, what are they doing in the same building and in the same suite? These businesses are working together, and that's the whole point of it, Stu.
All kinds of collusion, all kinds of buttons to connect. And at one point or another, in one way, shape, or form, all of these globalists are tied together. This is the one world order. These are all of the people that sit at that round table. Safe travels to you. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Gene Ruby. The globalists are desperate to try to weaken any resistance or completely rid of it that they may face in their attempt to overtake an entire political system, topple Western civilization, and kill everybody. And a lot of that comes with demasculinization, weakening men. I'm serious. Think about that. This is why the big push for transgenderism. There was a multi-million dollar company that the government shut down because their products work. The substance is called IGF-1. I use it. It's actually right here. All right, this IGF-1 can be ordered at keystolife.shop. It's right there on the screen. That's keys, the number 2, life.shop if you're listening to audio only on iHeartRadio. By the way, thank you to that audience for being here every day. But folks, keystolife.shop is the substance that works. It comes from the velvet on antlers in a particular herd of deer in New Zealand. Why New Zealand? Why that herd? Why those deer? Well, because their antlers grow back at amazing rates very rapidly because of the serious concentration of IGF-1 that is found in those deer, in those antlers. It rejuvenates. It cleanses. It adds muscle. Making men again. You got to get over there, and it helps women too. There are a lot of products on the website, keystolife.shop. Get over there right now. If you put any one of the most inexpensive products on auto ship, they will send you the most expensive product on their website absolutely free. This is IGF-1 Plus. This has got the long jack in it. This one here is the IGF-1 Plus Platinum 300,000 All Natural Velvet Deer Antler. I'm telling you, it doesn't taste bad. It doesn't taste like deer antler either. Get over there, keystolife.shop. Making men again at keystolife.shop. We'll be right back.
What's your favorite MD? Anthony Fauci.
Look at my head.
Memories.
Once you got the vaccine,
hug your family.
It's time to hug your family.
Feeling so really.
Wow. Joining us now to discuss this is Deanna Lorraine. Get her book, by the way, Taking Back America. You can find her all over the place, including right here every single day, as she is a Stu Peters Show contributor for Shots Fired, and find more of her truths at DeannaLorraine.com. What did I just watch?
You watched a full North Korea-style communist propaganda video. That's what you watched. I mean, this is level, North Korean style level. I mean, they're getting out all the tricks and all the gimmicks to try to convince you to take this poisonous, untested, rushed jab.
Well, I'm telling you, it's like David Koresh looks mild now when you start talking about cults and people's involvement with like the worshiping of satanic substances and following. Right. I mean, this is absolutely insane. I can't believe, I mean, the village people to get back together here, this is... We're mixing in the transgenderism and this push for, you know, every boy to be feminized and demasculinizing men and, you know, push. I mean, now we're combining everything with the,
everything.
The white supremacy and the systemic racism and all cops are bad and the military purge and woke soldiers and now the jab. And they're singing songs revering Fauci as he's like a god, despite
he's the
fact that all kinds of evidence is out suggesting that he funded a lab where it is now proven that this world-ending plague leaked from. My speculation, my opinion, is that it was intentionally man-made, engineered, intentionally released for the introduction of this vaccine, which is the real killer. And now people like this are revering him and pushing everybody towards the very poison that has been proven is not good for people by an unprecedented amount of vaccine injuries reported and documented deaths.
Right. Who's that cult leader from the 90s that it was like Halley's Comet or something, and he led all these people up to the mountaintop and then forced them to drink that poison and then they all died?
I don't know.
Fauci basically is right now. And they're revering Fauci as the god. That's what I keep saying. Fauci is the new god. Science is the new god. I would say Fauci's the new science is the new god. Fauci's the new face of that god. And of course, what would be a Hollywood style song of propaganda without sex littered into it as well? And we see Ariana Grande saying, making plans is like sex to me. So they're finally getting to hug each other and kiss each other on the street and have sex and have life again, a normal life, but only for those who get vaccinated.
Yeah,
only
they can clap their WAP.
Right. And yeah, and flap their WAP and sell their WAPs and everything that they like to do, which is great for them, wave those rainbow flags. But we, anyone who dares to not get that vax, of course, we can't have any semblance of a real normal life, according to them. But I think it's even scarier and crazier that there's literally people for the last year and a half that haven't stepped out of their house, that have followed this dogma to a T, haven't gone to a restaurant, haven't done anything, seen family, or actually hugged anyone. They followed this to a T. It's disgusting. And now we have people like, well, I don't know if you've seen, but Gavin Newsom just reopened California because all these people have been landlocked for the last year. It's a reopening to remember is what he said.
But also breaking today over at redvoicemedia.com, we are also seeing that he has now introduced a new vaccine tracking mechanism that by all intents and purposes, absolutely 100% is a vaccine passport.
Right. You stole my thunder there, Stu. But
sorry.
Yes, exactly. He's just introducing vaccine passports, which he said, this isn't a passport. This isn't a mandatory check, but it's a digital way to track whether you got the vaccine or not. That's called a passport, actually. I'm not a rocket scientist, but that's called a passport. And he's saying, though, oh, but you don't have to get it. But businesses are going to be requiring this digital passport. So what the hell is it? He's also done this big sweepstakes called Vax for the Win. And if you enter it, you can win $50,000 or $1 million. Or when I was in California last weekend, I haven't seen more commercials in my life on the radio. You'd think he was on a game show now saying, oh, dream vacation, enter to win a dream vacation. All you have to do is get your fully vaxxed. But of course, then when
do
you read the fine print.
Do people not see this, Deanna? I mean, look, the influenza B vaccination has been around for decades.
Right.
I have never gotten a free cookie, a free donut, a free cup of coffee, free lap dances for a year, free flights on any airline for an entire year. I have not been enticed with $50 or $1 million lotteries like they're doing in Ohio. Do people not see this? Do people not ask the big why? Why?
Why the push? Like I said, even at a mall, a kiosk at the mall, when those people are hounding you and saying free perfumes and everything, I still get creeped out. I don't like people hard selling me. I don't like timeshares for that reason. I don't like people selling me to do something. And I'm certainly, this is very reminiscent of a kidnapper script. Right? The white van comes and tries to lure kids in with free candy and free ice cream. Wouldn't we ask why? Why are they following this same script? Why do they have to high pressure sales us if the vaccine is so fantastic and if it's so healthy for you?
Because you're not allowed to ask why. Imagine this. If you ask why, you're racist. I mean, imagine the correlation.
Yeah.
The connection is just, it's just the connection is just so obvious.
Right.
Why are you trying to jab me? Oh, you're a racist.
Right. Yeah. And actually, the jab is similar to rape, I have to say. They always say that it's all about consent, right? And my body, my choice. But isn't a forced liquid inside of your body that you don't want, that's mandatory in order to work or anything, isn't that the equivalent of rape? It feels like medical rape to me, Stu.
Yeah, there's going to be a whole new Me Too movement now of people who were force inoculated.
Exactly. Me too with the vaccine. I thought it was my body, my choice. Some people that don't have my body, my choice, though, are now NFL players. I don't know if you've seen the new NFL criteria.
I haven't. I was just with a bunch of NFL football players down in Arlington, Texas.
Right. They just came out with this new protocol for vaccinated individuals and unvaccinated individuals, the filthy ones, the untouchables. And you got to see this list. It's absolutely disgusting. I thought it was satire at first. I had to keep verifying to make sure it was true. So let me just give you some of the most egregious ones. Number one, fully vaccinated, no daily testing required. The not fully vaccinated, testing required every day. And they have this in bold, underlined, every day. Masks not required for vaccinated, masks required every day, not fully vaccinated. And then this is really terrible. No physical distancing required in the club with other vaxxed individuals. But if you're not vaccinated, you must socially distance from all of your teammates. Great for camaraderie, right? And then a couple others, no travel restrictions for those who are vaxxed. And then travel restrictions in effect to the point where they have to be completely socially distanced from anyone else when they're traveling. And they have to stay in their hotel room. They're not allowed to dine. They're not allowed to go to a cafeteria with their own teammates. They have to go and get their food and go back to their hotel and sit there and eat their food. During this entire season, they have to be isolated from their own teammates.
I think I figured this out. I think I got it. I just had an epiphany while I was listening to you talk and trying to digest all this, because I'm always thinking of why, right? Yeah. I constantly am asking that. NFL football players, I'm not going to say that they're all like this because I hate to put everybody in one box and I don't want to stereotype. And I was just with a great group of NFL football players in Arlington, Texas at the Celebrity and Veteran Softball Classic put on by Verve Systems. There's the plug. And they're great people. And the people that were there specifically, wonderful people. But if I were to classify, the majority of NFL football players are probably undereducated thugs that cheated in college and they were able to pass through because of their athletic ability. And, you know, there was a lot of that going on. And they're dumb. They're easily influenced, dumb, fast, strong, big people. That's what they are. And we watch them every
Sunday.
Run
over brains, maybe.
Yeah. And so, but what they do have is they have the same thing that Cardi B has. They the same thing that Nicki Minaj has. They had the same thing that, what's her name? What's the WAP girl that you had on here yesterday?
Yeah. Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah, Thee Stallion. There it is. Unfortunately, what they have is they have a platform where they're able to easily influence unsuspecting, young, impressionable minds and ears. And if these people, if the NFL, the cabal-compromised, bought and paid for, George Soros-run and influenced NFL, is able to stand up and say, look at Ezekiel Elliott got his vaccination. Oh, look at Drew Brees is vaccinated. Right. Oh, look at, then it's going to push these kids who, by the way, the emergency use authorization now allows them as young as 12 years old without consent from a parent to go into a school or into some public gym or someplace and go get inoculated without the consent or knowledge of their parents by any means. And now they can come home and say, look, I'm just like Ezekiel Elliott. I'm going to die. And I think that is what's going on here. This is another part of the PSYOP, more of the influence to encourage young people to get vaccinated.
Of course it is. But look at this. I mean, first of all, the science doesn't even make sense. If you're vaccinated and if it works, why the hell can't you hang out with your other NFL players? Right? Why? It doesn't make sense if they're truly following the science.
You're asking why
again.
If the
vaccine doesn't work, then why are you forcing people to get vaccinated? And then on the other note, I love how they say this is not a mandatory vaccine, that you have a choice, but actually they're making it so unlivable, unbearable, and miserable and difficult. People probably can't even function if you're a player living with these protocols for the entire season. So then it is a de facto mandatory vaccine. They're just pretending that it isn't. And you can't. That's discrimination, number one. All they want is people to just bow down to Big Pharma. That's it. Bow down to Big Pharma. And NFL is the biggest joke. They're just proclaiming it right now. They're shouting it out to the rooftops. We are a joke. We don't follow science. We actually don't believe in team camaraderie or winning. Because if we did, we would know how important it is for them to hang out with other team members. And then one more thing, too, one of the most ridiculous restrictions is those who are fully vaccinated, they have no restrictions on their social media, and marketing and sponsorship opportunities. But wait, if you're fully if you're not fully vaccinated, no social media marketing or media opportunities allowed. No partnerships, no sponsorships. But this is about your health, right? This is about your health. But no,
that's Nike, what they tell
I can
me.
Do Nike all day long if I'm vaccinated. This is such a joke. It is such a joke. It's so egregious. But if we want to actually live in a world where we have a choice, then all we have to do is look at this NFL, because this is what they're doing. They're going to pretend that we have a choice, that there's no vaccination required, but they're going to do this to us, where it's so unlivable and unbearable to have a normal life that it is a de facto mandatory vaccine. And this is how they get us. We need to wake up and stop saying we have a choice about this, because pretty soon we're all going to be these NFL players.
Deanna Lorraine, she joins us weekdays for Shots Fired right here on the Stu Peters Show. She's a Stu Peters Show contributor. You can find more of her truths at DeannaLorraine.com. Oh, by the way, before you go, I wanted to mention to you, I got an email that was kind of funny, kind of flattering, not so humbling. It was a little bit ego padding, but it said, I particularly love your daily segments with Deanna Lorraine. As far as I'm concerned, it is when the most educated, prettiest people in the country gather.
Oh, wow.
So there we go. We are two of the prettiest, most educated people on the planet. Tell that to USA Today.
Thank you, Dan.
We will see you tomorrow. Deanna Lorraine, everybody. Never a dull moment with Deanna Lorraine. Get her book, by the way. It's a great read, Taking Back America, that can be found at DeannaLorraine.com. Never a dull moment out here amongst these liberal sheep. I know that you have liberal colleagues, liberal associates, liberal neighbors, liberal school teachers for your kids trying to indoctrinate them. Let them know that you're not going to be stepped on, but rather that you are stepping on the snakes by going to steponsocks.com right now. Get a 3-pack for just $17.76. It's a great Father's Day gift. That weekend is coming up, Father's Day weekend. Red, white, and blue. They are 100% Patriot designed, 100% cotton socks. And on the bottom of them, this is such a great idea. On the bottom of them is all of the globalists that are trying to step on you. Biden, Gates, Fauci, Obama, the Clinton crime family, Biden, Pelosi. If I've named them twice, it's because I just can't get them off the brain. I want to step on them right now. What I do when I come into the studio, kick my feet up. That's right. Kick my feet up, put my feet on the desk, and show everybody that I'm not a sheep and I'm not going to be stepped on, but in turn, I am stepping on the snakes. Go to steponsocks.com right now. You cannot get a t-shirt for $17.76. You cannot get a hat for $17.76. But for $17.76, you can get a 3-pack of these socks. Go to steponsocks.com right now. Mention Stu Peters when you go to steponsocks.com. Well, last night we dropped an exclusive later in the evening outside of the regularly scheduled show. We did it because we had to get to it right away. It was urgent that we inform everybody what's going on, as a veteran of the New Mexico Department of Corrections has come forward as he felt compelled to blow the whistle on the injection requirements for inmates in Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's state. Here's part of that interview.
To put it mildly, we'll take you for instance. You have the ability to leave your home. You have the ability to talk with your friends, people that you know, we'll say within your neighborhood. That's a good approximation. You're able to get stuff from the store. You're able to watch TV. You're able to do a lot of things within the confines of your neighborhood. But should you refuse this vaccine, you are being given the equivalent of being locked in your bathroom with possibly some books to read and some clothes and a bed to sleep in. They're still human beings. They still have basic human rights afforded to them by God, and they have basic rights that are afforded to them by the Constitution. And these people, a lot of them, and like myself included, they lack the money, they lack the resources, they lack the contacts to be able to fight something like this.
Now, you may not have a bleeding heart for inmates. That's understandable. But these are people serving their debt to society. Now, among the rapists, the killers, and gangbangers, there are decent people that made mistakes executing sentences so that they can return to their normal lives, return to their families, return to their jobs after they've been rehabilitated or otherwise served their time. They've been given a choice. They can get jabbed or they can go to the hole. Be inoculated or be placed in segregated solitary confinement and have all of their daily rights taken away from them. Basic rights, no time outside, no reading materials, no television, no interaction with anyone. On that list of restrictions is their visitation. That would also be restricted. Despite the fact that the visitation in that communist state have now been limited to contactless visits through barriers and over the phone, the corrections department is requiring that the inmates and all visitors are jabbed before they can visit their loved ones, their friends, their family members. Now, there's no age limit listed, suggesting that even the kids of inmates will have to subject themselves to the shot in the arm in order to be able to visit dad, mom, brother, sister, cousin, friends that are institutionalized. The whistleblower said that he estimates over 20,000 inmates are either incarcerated or under supervision in that state. If each one of them only has one family member that cares to visit, that's 40,000 people required to be inoculated before they can have basic rights restored. This is appalling. The number, we assume, is exponentially higher than that, just based on common sense. Most inmates more than likely have more than just one person that cares about visitation, communication, or contact with their family members, friends, and loved ones. This is a blatant Nuremberg violation, a total constitutional infringement like we have never really seen before. The tyrannical, radical governor, Michelle Lujan Grisham, needs to be contacted by all of you immediately, please. Her phone number, take it down, 505-476-2200. Now, her public place of work address can be found at stupeters.tv, but for those of you listening, it's really quite simple. Her office is located on the fourth floor of the New Mexico State Capitol building. Please, please make your voice heard. I want to remind you about one of our great sponsors here on the Stu Peters Show, and that is Verve Forever. This is a veteran-owned CBD company. Now, if you already know about CBD, that's great. You're ahead of the game. But if you're not doing business with a veteran-owned, patriot-owned company, trash those people and start doing business with patriots. We have to stick together. Get over to AmericaFirstOil.com right now. Check out all of the benefits that CBD will impact your life with. I'm talking about physical pain, joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain. TK, the owner, an Air Force veteran, his mother uses it. She has Parkinson's disease. It aids with that. It aids with allergies, migraine headaches, plus psychological issues, stress and anxiety. Who doesn't have that? PTSD diagnosis. Maybe your son or daughter has ADHD. This can help with that too. Plus the pain creams, the bath salts, the skincare products. It's all holistic. It's all natural. Stop taking these prescribed cocktail drugs that these maniac doctors want to shove down your throat and try CBD. I promise you it will make a positive difference in your life. Now, I was slated to have surgery on my shoulder due to arthritis from abuse that my body took when I was younger. I hate to use the word cure, but I don't know what else to use. I couldn't even get out of bed in the morning without being in pain. I couldn't put my arm at the top of the steering wheel driving my truck. No pain, full range of motion back just because of Verve Forever products. I got them at AmericaFirstOil.com and you can too. Right now, 50% off site-wide by using the promo code VET50. You don't have to be a veteran. All you have to do is be a Stu Peters Show listener. Use the promo code VET50 and get 50% off site-wide when you go to AmericaFirstOil.com. That's AmericaFirstOil.com. The show is filled with scary stuff, really scary stuff, but this is actionable stuff. This is stuff that we can rise up against, remembering that we are the 99%. Another thing that's scary is your finances. These taxes, these burdens, these implications that this administration is forcing down the throats, ramrodding in this really radical spending. I mean, we're talking trillions. Imagine that. Just talk about that number, trillion. You probably don't have any idea what that really means, and somebody has to cover that debt. That's you. Here to talk with us more about this is Carlos Cortez. He's our in-house financial expert. He's a Stu Peters Show contributor. He's a sponsor here on the program, and he's also an independent fiduciary at Cortez Wealth Management. Carlos, you've been getting a lot of phone calls. People are really scary. They're demanding answers from you. What do they specifically want to know?
Overwhelming, Stu. And I will be here as long as you're here, and as long as you allow me to preach the financial gospel, I will scream from the mountaintops. We have a great thing going on here, even though Joe Biden is riding with his false pin of hope, acts like a federal holiday that was enacted today. We haven't had a federal holiday since since 1983 when I was born. since Martin Luther King.
Oh, you mean a new one enacted. Gotcha. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have a new federal holiday.
The guy's doing all kinds of crazy, weird stuff. It's the whole thing is extremely strange, including the dark White House at the end of every night. I mean, it appears that nobody's living in the ghost town of Washington, D.C. at all. There's still electrified razor wire there. There's still a presence of troops in the city.
Right.
You know, the guy was inaugurated under the protection of that razor wire and of 25,000 U.S. military soldiers. Nobody attended the thing. It was all really strange.
Right.
And now, you know, I mean, he's appointing really radical people. His attorney general is targeting American citizens, weaponizing the FBI, going after everybody, a $200 tax per gun. If you're a legal, lawful gun owner, as provided to you, Carlos, by the Constitution, Amendment number 2, you have to pay $200 per gun. Do the math. I mean, that's insane, and that's due right now. His capital gains tax, if you inherit property from your mother or your father, you immediately owe money, huge amounts of money. I mean, we haven't seen taxes like this since Carter, and they're worse now. If you thought the burden of finances was scary during the Obama term, this is Obama on steroids. He is in his third term right now. Biden is the puppet. The globalists are in charge. You can see it. He's overseas right now being laughed at. The laughing stock of the world. He has no idea where he is. Joe Biden's pulling him aside. I'm sorry. I'm going on
a tirade.
No,
you're fine. You're fine. I love the rant, and we love the passion. We love the fire. And I'm the same way on a financial side. I mean, it is terrible. The clients are calling in. They have their whole life savings in traditional IRAs. They're trying to go on Social Security. Well, before 66, for majority of our republic, you can't make over $19,320. And so
I'm just reading money that out of right IRA, here. Yeah, the information that I found at Cortez Wealth Management, CortezWM.com. I mean, this stuff is really, it's really bothersome. And I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I know that you're getting phone calls. I know that people are demanding answers. And for the sake of time, I want to get to those answers. What should people do? What is really threatening people, their nest egg right now? And how can they avoid being sabotaged by these radical communists?
Yes. Yes. So you need to call your 401k plan administrator and ask at work at your 401k company, are you eligible for in-service withdrawal? Roll it over into an IRA and then find out, contact my office. We can help them convert it to a tax-free bucket. Is there some financial chemotherapy involved, so to speak? But we're here to help our clients, our listeners. It's a one-by-one cases. I can't go out and say, I recommend this on public air, but it's a one-by-one case. Everybody's different. Everybody has a different financial fingerprint. So, but the best thing they can do is two things. They can go book a one-on-one consultation at CortezWM.com. Or number two, if they want to get more proactive, more information, they can go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Sign up for one of our classes on what the traps are. You need to get educated. Everybody's putting their life savings in 401ks and IRAs only to be circumvent to the Joe Biden pen and the taxation that we don't even know. We don't even know what the taxes are going to be in the future. We know it has to go up. I mean, by the time this idiot gets out of office,
we don't know what's going to happen
trillion.
Tomorrow, for crying out loud. I mean, today he's enacting new national holidays. I mean, who in the hell knows what these globalists are going to do with this guy as they puppeteer him around? The radicals are in charge. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she's been really quiet lately. That's because she's really busy. She's busy controlling this guy. Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, George Soros, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. They're
full
all
disclosure, I'm not related to that idiot.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it's really important also that people understand, Carlos, that, you know, we have you on the program. First of all, you were the first sponsor to come into this show. You are responsible, really, for saving the Stu Peters show. Remember, it was Patriotically Correct. Patriotically Correct was going to be bought. And it was going to be bought by a major broadcast network, immediately 1,600 radio stations, multi-million ears, $700,000 cash, signing bonuses, all of this other stuff, big contracts. And you made it possible for me to flip from Patriotically Correct into the Stu Peters Show, stay here, completely unwatered down, completely uncensored, 100% truth-driven for the Patriots. The people's bullhorn exists because of you. And I want people to understand that you saved this show. Wow. And then also I want people to understand that I trust trust you. You're not just here because you pay us to be here, although you do, and we appreciate that. That's what keeps us afloat. But you are here because I trust sending people to you with the most important things in their life, which is their finances and what they're going to leave to their kids. And so for that, I want to tell you that we're really appreciative over here, honestly.
Man, I got chills, buddy. Thank you so much.
Well, and it's not just BS. I'm not just blowing smoke here. It's not for hyperbole, ratings, clicks, followers, and likes. That is the real story. I'm 100% open book, vulnerable, naked here in front of everybody every single day. What you see is what you get. You follow me on Telegram, you'll know that. I introduce people to my family all the time. I'm talking to people, and I've got nothing to hide, absolutely nothing to hide. So we thank you for everything that you have done here. Carlos Cortez, visit him online at CortezWM.com. It's more comprehensive if you go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Sign up for any one of those classes using the password Cortez, C-O-R-T-E-Z, or call him in the office anytime at 813-448-3446. Until tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it, may they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Folks, remember to fly low and avoid that radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the radio!